It's finally here, Episode 8, appearing in a galaxy near you. I'm Rob LaFrenz with a spoiler-free, rivet review of the new film, Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
When I found you, I saw raw, untamed power. And beyond that, something truly special.
When we last left our heroes, the Resistance had located Luke Skywalker in exile, and young Rey and Chewbacca were sent to find him.
Just breathe. Now, reach out. What do you say?
Rian Johnson takes over writing and directing duties and gives us a Star Wars film that, for one, really shakes things up. And for the first time in a while, feels like the story is moving forward. Really, two stories in one. We pick up the fight between the Resistance and the First Order and dig further into the Force, Luke, and others' place in it. With the setup behind us, the characters of Rey, Poe, Finn, and Kylo Ren were able to be opened up, and we're introduced to the plucky Rose, Vice Admiral Holdo, and DJ. And I think most fans will agree, it's so cool to see Luke Skywalker as a major character again. Mark Hamill is the ultimate Jedi, and Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia, so good and so sad after her death earlier this year, she really stands out. It's a beautiful movie in looks and special effects, really vivid and alive. Now, a lot happens, and I struggle with movies where there are obvious pushes to drive the plot in a certain direction. It feels unnatural, or the outcome of the needed push is likely forgotten, like it never happened. There's enough of that to notice, but look, it's a Star Wars movie, and you're going to have a blast. And for that, I give Star Wars The Last Jedi 4 stars out of 5 on the Rob rating scale. Enjoy this, you will. I'm Rob LaFrenz. This is Rivet, and may the Force be with you.